I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Good morning. Good new decade.
Happy new decade, new year.
New energy.
New moments.
New moon, maybe. I don't know.
No, I think it's in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll let you know on Instagram when the new moon is.
You definitely will.
Yes, new year, and welcome back to a new episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends. Only. We're really getting good at it.
I know.
Really nailing.
Actors. Professionals. We're going into, I think this is our third month.
Wow.
Right? This is LO. No. Legends only 11. Yeah. So what's that divided by four?
That's about...
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Quarter. Q1.
Q1
check.
Yes. Well, welcome everybody. How was your New Year's?
It was good. I stayed in a little apartment party and watched CNN.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds very pleasant. New Year's is like the one time I feel FOMO and I feel very compelled to like do something. It's like one of my least favorite holidays. My least favorite.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to do something. You know, I had a good time. I met up with a friend for dinner and then we went to a house party of somebody I don't know.
Which is so fun.
Honestly, like, yes, that is kind of the best to like meet new people and like mingle and force myself to be social. And then we went to like a rave in Brooklyn, 90s themed, basically a circuit party. It just went from 0 to 100 real fast. You know, I'll say I thought it was going to be like wholesome drunk fun. The girls there just went rolling in the deep. I will say that. but the music was so good. Like they kicked off New Year's and it was midnight and then it was Better Off Alone is like how they kicked it off. Yep.
Sounds up my alley.
Exactly. It was Amber. It was like DJ Sammy. It was very Jersey. It was very up your alley, but everyone was on a very different journey except for me. And I was kind of that meme of the girl who is looking around while like Perfect Illusion is playing. But I had a good time, but obviously the best part was going home around 2 and having my chicken wings. So
oh wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I left until 5.
Oh right.
I think I got home at like 6.
Was the sun up?
Wouldn't be able to tell you.
Okay. She likes to have fun.
I like to have fun.
Well, that's good. We hope everybody had a happy, safe, wonderful New Year's as well. All of our listeners, whatever you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also, everyone, join me in saying happy belated birthday to Moomoos.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. 30 years of Stern. 31 years of Stern.
New podcast.
New podcast
incoming.
Thank you. So this is in the future, obviously. So we're going to assume that everything is great and that
nothing in the next 24 hours.
Nope.
Because it's only 24 hours in advance that we're recording this. So
everything went great.
Yeah. We're manifesting that Britney is not going to ruin your birthday this year.
We're going to somebody just did some nice yoga on her Instagram and there was no drama or cancellations of any kind. Mm-hmm. Shows or me personally. So, yeah. And I think we're going to go out a little bit and it's going to be a good time and nothing is bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love predicting the things that we're about to do.
Oh, I know, right? Emergency episode coming soon.
I can't find T. Kyle.
Right. Who's going to edit the podcast?
I'm not one for a big birthday bash. I'm really not. You guys threw a surprise birthday last year, which was a lot of fun for me.
That was kind of iconic.
Yes, it was. It was Britney themed.
Yeah.
At JT's now foreclosed BBQ.
Oh, yeah.
That was our Justice for Britney moment.
Surprise. Did we even talk?
We didn't. Because we weren't talking about our... Yeah, we weren't.
Yeah, we were crawling in our holes and not...
Well, because it was Domination Cancellation episode. That's what we were doing. Oh,
right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we surprised Brad by taking him to dinner at Justin Timberlake's, now foreclosed restaurant, which is difficult to do. Not everyone has that. And we made our own custom menus that said Nyla.
Yes.
With the Nyla logo. And the waitress and everyone was like down. They're like, yeah, sure. You can just do whatever you want.
I know. There were so many accommodations. Mm-hmm. And there was streamers to do the slave wrap around your mm-hmm. arm.
The waitress was a Britney stan.
Oh, yep, yep.
Yep. You know, we really just worked that out.
My friend Juan started giving me a lap dance in the middle of the restaurant.
Oh, that's right.
It was a good time. We had fun.
We like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty iconic.
It was. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So thank you. And we're going to have a lovely... What was she? She's doing yoga. She's literally doing yoga right now. She's going to be fine.
Brittany. Oh, yeah. And her bikini from
2009. You ought to know.
Iconic.
I mean, iconic. She's on 2020. She's working on... what did she say? Like something about her fitness. She's working on something else. She constantly says she's a beginner at yoga for like 10 years. I'm just starting out. It's like, no.
You can do backflips. You can do back handsprings.
Humble legend.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even run a half a mile. Like, please.
It was nice to see the little dogs, too. I feel like we haven't seen the dogs in a minute.
I know. That's true.
The little Bobby dogs.
It's funny because someone sent me a DM and they were like, oh, wait, you guys weren't kidding when you said that she wears the same clothes.
Oh, and I'm recycle like, knee, right?
No, that's not a joke.
No.
When we say that, we mean it.
She's a humble, resourceful legend.
Yeah. Like, I'm waiting for her to go skiing wearing the Circus Tour jacket from Circus with the tiger head piece.
Right, right. She might.
Do we think she still has that?
I think so. I mean, since we know that the femme fatale boat is on Jamie's front lawn, so God knows what else they've kept.
Because she had that Instagram story of going through the closet and it's like, does any of this need to be in the zone?
Oh, right.
And I was like, well, I don't care because I'm not going.
Right.
First of all. But I just want to know if you have the Circus Tour jacket.
I would have to think so. Wasn't that like D Squared or somebody? I forget who designed it, but.
Oh my God, she should auction it off. I'll buy it.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, that's besides the point.
That's neither here nor there.
No. Well, speaking of future selves.
Hmm.
Since we're recording this and posting in the future. So we're going to hope that Brad has a great birthday.
And we're going to hope that you still have this job that you're about.
Shut up. And we're going to hope that I'm currently surviving my, how long is it? 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 hour orientation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
So I'm most likely in orientation right now while you're listening to this.
Wow.
Yeah. So
yeah, if you
give it up for me.
If you... Isn't this orientation amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for all the boys and girls who haven't been
On the socials.
Yeah. They might not know.
Well, I have a little announcement for everyone. We've been talking about my new job reveal. I revealed it. I am going to The Tonight Show, an iconic, legendary, actually iconic
Actual
and
legends
legendary
only.
Television show currently hosted by Jimmy Fallon. I'm going to be leading the digital team and also directing digital strategy for the show. Yeah.
Difficult to get. Not everybody has that role.
Yeah.
Amazing. Insert fanfare noise right here. I mean, honestly, it's quite an achievement. It's not Trisha Paytas's assistant,
no.
But you're working your way up the ladder for it.
I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
Yeah. One step at a time.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of crazy because over the weekend, Jimmy quote retweeted me.
Yeah, that was crazy.
a casual 51 million followers.
Right.
And then that's when it kind
of all... Which he didn't have to do. It was so generous to just be like, to announce, like, be celebrating that you're joining the team. That was like, God, he's great.
It's called the Fallon Fam. And they were all like sending really nice responses. I mean, like, welcome to the team. We're so excited. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, this is so nice.
That is so nice.
That's when it all kind of hit me, where I was like, oh, this is kind of major.
And you had a panic attack in your bathroom.
Actually, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've only had like two.
Yeah, that's good. That's healthy.
You know, it shows that I care.
It does.
Yeah. But I think the one thing that's crazy, because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm talking to future self.
Right.
But like for my whole entire life, I've always just been kind of like, I don't want to talk about what I do. I just do what I do. And I don't want to like talk about it. I'm like horrible at interviewing. I'm just like, my work speaks for itself. I don't want to talk about it. Like,
yeah, I feel that hard. Actually.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, just look at my work. I don't want to, I don't want to talk about it.
I feel like people always do PR for me, like in the room. Like if I, ask what, you,
like,
true.
Moomoo's is iconic.
Right. Like I don't like to, I don't know. I get that. I'll just say that. I get
You know,
that.
It's like the saying, never rest on your laurels.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
That's how I feel. And so it's weird for me because in this situation, I can't understate how major it is.
It's the Tonight Show.
That I was personally selected by Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And this is like, I actually can't, what's the word?
Fathom.
Play it down.
Play it down.
Yeah. Like I can't. So.
Yeah.
We should stop talking about it because I'm fully sweating.
Yeah. you like are I actually freaking out. Yep.
So what's next?
Well, congratulations on the achievement. That is huge. And so many exciting things are about to happen in 2020.
And so many legends.
I mean, that's the most exciting part is the stories, the moments that you'll...
The things that I get to concept for legends.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
God.
I wish I was there when Dua performed.
I know. We missed it.
We talked about it and I was like, oh, I can't say it yet. But
I know. We knew at the time. That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, onward.
Well, you'll also be able to like see all the cool things that they do, you know, warming up and stuff.
Oh, I can't wait.
Their professionalism.
And the sets.
The sets.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Shaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was there. My last meeting with Jimmy was the day that Camila performed with DaBaby.
Oh, yeah.
Like green box and it's like really cool lights and blah, blah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a big year.
Yeah.
And then you did that and I posted a selfie eating ramen.
Well, you know, we all have our time. Let me live. You get all the boys, so fuck off. That's the universe's way of evening it out. You get all the male attention, so.
You know what? It's a blessing and a curse.
What?
Mostly tea. A curse.
Isn't that fact?
That's facts.
Well, anyway, speaking of legends, well, that's the point of this podcast.
Oh right.
Back to 24/7 R9 Watch.
We really do need to like record a proper jingle at this point.
I'll come up with one.
You should.
I'll find one.
But that one's
like
pretty good.
A news sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like yeah, breaking live. I'll come up with whatever. We need more sound references.
We do.
Yeah.
But until then, yeah, 24/7 R9 Watch. Update.
Radio silence.
Radio silence. Oh.
There's your
she
update.
She lied.
Yeah. Not even like anything.
Not even a funny troll at midnight.
No.
Like she really could have dragged us all and done something like posted like Beyonce did. She literally trolled us.
Oh,
she posted
a black box.
Yeah. And then the next one was her 2019 Bayview, like year in review. And it was like, okay, but you knew what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
She just wanted to clear the line in her Instagram on her profile to have it be evenly black box, that black box.
Oh,
that's
right.
That's what she did.
Yeah.
You know,
some people do that on their Instagrams.
Yeah, they care about the grid a lot. Like the profile, they want it to look like nice when you go to the profile.
Gotcha.
She's like the master of that. She curated is like how I describe her whole presence, her social media presence. It's like even just her like quote unquote candids of going out. It's like photo shoot and like title.
Mm-hmm.
It's like hanging with Jay.
Yeah.
And it's like iconic photo shoot. Anyway, Beyonce gave us that. Rihanna gave us nothing.
You know, do we even deserve it?
We don't deserve it. That's, to be fair, we don't.
The way that humans are treating this planet,
yeah.
I don't think we deserve it.
We don't.
So until you get your fucking shit together.
Rihanna will just be making Fenty highlighters until you
Yeah, literally.
Just... mm-hmm. I mean, I think she's heard the rumblings loud and clear. But yeah, nothing on that front. There were meltdowns on Twitter. It's nice to know that we were not alone in the anticipation, though. It was funny because it was really like a inside joke for a lot of Twitter. Like,
oh. I was kind of shaking a little bit. Like, I actually thought there was a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I just got drunk and I was like, whatever, I'm watching Xtina. Bye.
Not yet. Not yet. However, there are louder rumblings that just came in hours ago, actually, that Gaga is coming very soon, first quarter.
She's pregnant with LG6.
She's pregnant with LG6. She just...
Love that phone. It's great.
She just did a talk of some kind saying that the music is psychological or psychotic. I forget which word she said.
Big difference between the two.
You know what? One of those. Probably both. And she hopes it inspires a lot of people. So it sounds like Gaga and that... a lot of producers worked on it. And she hopes it's an empowering record. So like every Gaga record, that's like kind of her thing is empowerment, I feel. But I don't know. I've definitely heard, here we go with Moo Moo's and his stupid insiders. Wow. I've definitely heard it's coming like...
Are you going to Instagram it with it spelled wrong?
Yeah. I heard it's imminent and it's coming very soon. So
LJ6. LJ6. Coming soon.
So that's definitely something we'll... be watching and seeing for.
Yeah.
And hopefully not a cowboy hat in sight.
You know, that cowboy hat was kind of iconic.
It definitely marks, like, people know what a pink cowboy hat means.
You know, I feel the way I feel about Joanne, but
I was
marketing genius. Because yeah. You still see pink hats now and you're like, oh my God, Joanne.
Oh yeah, somebody's having a country pop moment if they're wearing that hat or if they're, you know, like somebody's like referencing Joanne.
Did you see the photo of the pigeon wearing the pink hat?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I was like, oh my God, wow, her Joanne era is incoming. Yeah,
exactly.
So, you know, give it up worked. For her. It worked.
It worked. Ayo.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Can't speaking wait to see marketing. What happens. Speaking of marketing.
Such good segue.
I actually don't have a segue for it. What was the segue?
Oh, that we were marketing our new episode.
Oh, that's right. Speaking of legends, again, we have a bonus episode on our Patreon that we just launched. Another deep dive into Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen on patreon.com/legendsonly. Available now.
Yeah. So go.
yeah, go there.
The concept of Patreon is basically to become a patron.
Oh, and I have a note because some people ask, they're like, how do I get the Patreon feed in my podcast
app? Yes.
Okay, so here's what you do, because Patreon is not good about like just doing it automatically and telling you in the app.
Got it.
So if you go on desktop, like on a computer, go to patreon.com/legendsonly. And in the upper right, once you're logged in, it will say like private RSS audio feed. And it's like this little box in the upper right. You copy that and then text it to yourself, email it to yourself, and then you manually enter it into whatever podcast platform you listen to. Then it will just automatically update in your feed. So you just have to do it manually. I don't know why, but that's...
And then you got it.
Yeah. So that's that. And shout out to a patron Legends Only fan named Brady for leaving an idea in the comments section that we loved. And it was for the two of us to pick an album that the other one would not listen to.
Oh my God.
And then we are tasked with listening to the album for the entire month.
Oh my God.
Not only, like, I'm not, like, obviously not the...
The only thing you can listen to is this album.
Which would kind of be funny, too.
Okay.
Yeah, listening to Paris Hilton's debut album for 30 days straight challenge.
Not a challenge, more like normal behavior.
Yeah, a dream. and then at the end of the month, we do another bonus episode where you review the album I gave you and I review the album that you gave me.
Oh,
track
easy,
by track.
Easy.
So I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I love the idea.
Oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. I know it already.
Oh, God. Oh, I think I know what it's going to be.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. I don't think you do.
It's going to be those knockoff Spice Girls.
No, it's not.
That was a joke. That was a joke. Do girls allowed to have rabbit
They
stands
do. The allowders like, are going to come
God.
For you.
Don't come for me.
Allowed. Canceled. Allowed and canceled.
I'm kidding. It was a joke.
No, it won't be them.
Yours is going to be Jonas Brothers. Oh. No, actually, it's not. That's too easy. I'll think of something.
Okay. Are we revealing it now or are we going to do
it? No, because I haven't thought of it.
Oh, okay. I know mine already.
Well, Maybe some.
Maybe
no.
Some.
We'll expose it later.
Okay.
So thank you, Brady, for that idea.
Yeah, thanks,
and,
Brady.
Thank you for all your comments and all of the everything chatting with us on Patreon, Legends, OnlyFans. Not sponsored by OnlyFans. It's a joke.
Yet.
Yeah.
I might make a career pivot in 2020.
You said you wanted. You're jealous of me getting a new job, so there you go.
You never know.
Wow. Well, since it was New Year's this week, you know,
yep.
Things have been kind of quiet in the Legendverse.
The pop queen scene, yeah.
But we did have...
There was some noise.
Yeah, noise isn't, you know, we'll let you interpret what you think we mean by that when we say noise.
Yep.
I'm just going to stop while I'm ahead. So there were numerous performances and moments...
Yes, yes. We haven't discussed the New Year's Eve performances and mishaps.
Yes. So let's start with the mishaps first, shall we?
We should always go with the mishaps first. Get it out of the way.
Well, you know, some would say it's iconic.
It just don't get any better.
Oh, it does not. The Queen of Christmas herself, Miss Mariah Carey.
Riding high on a number one.
3 weeks in a row. Difficult to, well.
Kicking off the new year.
Some people do that.
Yes, but for not a with a 25-year-old song.
Yeah,
song.
There we go.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want the barbs to come for me.
Oh, Jesus.
Again.
Christ. Not again.
I can handle it.
Oh, no.
I think it's so funny.
I'm so nervous right now.
You hear just like the rumblings.
Yeah.
So when they were on Idol together and Nikki tried to shade
All I Want for Christmas is You.
I think we talked about this on an episode like weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, the Britney podcast.
I remember.
Somewhere.
Yep.
And she was like, oh, that was a great song, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, in past tense.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, still is, darling, number one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. 17 years later and still number one.
It sure was, wasn't it, Mike?
Still is, darling, number one last year. 17 years later and still number one. Oh, my goodness.
Now it's number one 25 years later.
It's crazy. Yeah. She was only talking about the holiday charts then, and now it became an actual
Hot 100.
Yeah,
now it's the actual charts.
Legends
only. Oh, God. That bickering was so iconic.
It really was.
Just two smart, witty queens.
That's the thing. Like, they knew how to drag indirectly and shade.
Right.
And so it was really funny to
That's
watch.
Why we appreciate it, because there is genius behind it.
It's true.
Like, it's actual shade.
Yeah.
It's not like, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, oh my God, so-and-so threw the biggest shade ever.
No, it's like charts and sales. Charts and sales stand talk.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Proper use of like past tense.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
But, yeah, so the Queen of Christmas riding high in a number one.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she was too busy celebrating with her family. She put down her iPhone 11 Pro.
Yeah.
And somebody swiped it and logged on to Twitter.
Mm-hmm. They just typed in butterfly 123.
Yeah, honestly, that's the password for sure. Or I don't know her 3-4.
Right. Yeah, Mariah got hacked. Now,
she got hacked.
We're not going to read what they said.
Most of it we can't.
So you can Google that.
However, there was a very good one directed at Eminem.
Oh, that one's funny.
And that one went unfortunately, when somebody gets hacked, like, it lives on forever, the screen caps. So, like, that Eminem one, people will forget that that was a hack, and they'll think that she actually said
There's
that.
A local sitting there somewhere hates Mariah Carey.
Absolutely, yes. Somebody made a funny meme of, why is it that every time a celebrity gets hacked, the first thing they do is tweet the N-word? They posted, like, the SpongeBob opening the chest, and inside it says the N-word, and it's like, hackers, when they finally get into celebrities. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
They immediately go for that. Which is like a dead giveaway that you're hacked. Like, if you're going to hack them, don't you want to like make it more subtle and like...
Didn't they post a photo of themselves too? Like, it was something like playing
maybe.
Xbox.
Maybe, yeah.
And it was like some kid.
They don't even do anything good. Like, go into the DMs and find out who they were like talking to. Like, they did that with Taylor Swift once.
Oh.
You saw all the screen caps of all her DMs.
Or you could just stop hacking
You could just stop
people
hacking
because
people.
Because they're humans, just like us.
Right.
And they don't deserve that.
That, yes.
How about that?
There you go. Luckily, it was resolved so fast.
Yeah,
and
put on two-step authorization on your phones, ladies.
Yes, everybody do that now.
Yeah, like, hello.
Two-step,
three-step.
Many times.
Oh, I had someone that was logged into my Facebook.
That's happened to me too.
And it was like, it's always for a really long time. And I was like, oh.
And it's okay. From Uzbekistan or somewhere like totally random. Mm-hmm. They tell you the location. It's like, are you here right now?
Because I got my identity stolen twice and one was electronically. Oh, yeah. So all my shit got hacked.
Right. Fun times. Fun.
Yeah. My Twitch got hacked. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, have fun watching Minecraft. Like,
right.
What do you want? Yeah.
Anyway, so she got hacked, but she's okay. Yeah. And that was, and she came back with a funny tweet. Of course she did. She said,
oh, yeah.
She was like, I take a nap and this is what happens.
Yeah. She really just has the worst luck with New Year's.
Honestly, I was thinking that. You know? I was like, you know, she always gets knocked.
You can't have it all.
Because what? It's been probably 3 years of things. It was the mic feed leak, which was obviously a moment.
Yes.
And then there was the...
Just
Don't Get Any Better performance. And then,
which was iconic. I mean...
Honestly.
She looked phenomenal and then just started... we talked about this already. I put the audio in. Yeah. She's like, oh, this went number one.
This went number one.
Yeah. And then the next year was... she didn't have her tea.
Oh,
she performed again.
That's right.
She had a redemption moment.
Yeah.
Very subtle, low key.
Yeah.
But she didn't get her tea. So people were like dragging her saying she didn't sound good. And I'm like, okay, well, you tried doing that in the middle of Times Square.
Yeah. It was also like rainy and cold last year.
Yeah. Also not the worst note that's ever been hit in Times Square. Let's be real.
Let's say it.
Let it go. Let it go. You know, but yeah, she just doesn't have good luck.
You know what? It's fine.
It's fine because she's the queen of Christmas, so she doesn't need New Year's.
Yeah,
she doesn't need Easter. She doesn't need St. Patrick's Day. She doesn't need Halloween.
No.
Groundhog Day. Fuck that groundhog. Mariah does not need you. Get back in the ground.
Very true.
Yeah. Know what else is iconic? Lindsay Lohan's 2005 performance of Rumors in Times Square.
Yes, if you haven't seen it, the outfit, just all of it is really, it's a tight performance.
Singing live. The whole audience goes, what? You know.
That's a good performance, actually. I'm trying to think of good performances on New Year's Eve because it's often not, it's very rushed. I watched the Alanis one. What else? Oh, BTS performed for a long time.
Yeah.
Who else?
What's like the most iconic one of all time?
Of all time.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan.
Probably
is like
that.
That's one that stands out for me, at least.
I think the general public would agree.
Yeah. What else?
Well, one that I would definitely call out is from this year, which I think we were meant to talk about, which is Christina.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hers last year with the white snow globe igloo.
Snow globe villain. I was into iconic.
I love her big jacket looks.
Yes. But I can say I was shook by this performance.
I know. I need to go to the experience. We need to go.
This was an absolute selling point for the experience, for sure. The Dirty performance. If you haven't seen it, YouTube it real quick. She does it just like Britney did for, it was like 3 or 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
They do that like televised from the Planet Hollywood Theater.
Right. Pre-tapes.
Mm-hmm. That X in the stage. I mean, so much... The pyrotechnics, the throne.
Yep.
Who owns the throne? You do, mommy. It was so legendina. It was very good.
Yeah. I will say I went to Liberation Tour and it was fucking amazing.
Right. You did say that.
So,
and was that very different from the Liberation performance, or is that like an upgraded version of that? Or
kind of similar.
Okay.
Different stage setting. So like this, it seems like the Vegas one is more fun and like more of all the hits.
Yeah.
Liberation was like literally mostly Liberation and a little darker. And like there wasn't a lot of color on Liberation. This one seems more fun. Well, it's all fun, but like, yeah.
It looked great. I was even the dance breakdown. I just didn't think she was going to do a dance breakdown.
Queen.
I was and very sold by that.
Shaded Andy in the interview.
Oh, I did not see that part.
So, here we go. Before we get off the performance real quick, side note. Zappos Theater, not sponsored because I'm about to critique you. Can you
The camera work.
Can you... get a better film crew.
I mean, and this has been ongoing for years because the Britney
Stop
one...
Stop using your security camera footage.
The Britney one was literally like the security cam footage the whole time.
Yeah.
It was like 500 feet away.
Her teasing on Instagram from Piece of Me, it was like the literally
same
like...
Same thing.
Yeah, the house lights camera.
Unreal.
They put like a Nest Home on top of the freaking Zappos Theater and they're like, oh, on.
That'll work.
Movement detected.
Yeah.
Get better film crew.
Have to.
don't come for me. Probably going to come see it anyway.
Right.
It's fine.
Absolutely going to see it. Experience.
But like, we want more iconically filmed performances.
Yeah, tighter
please.
Shots. Like, there was a lot of action happening that was so far away.
Yeah.
Very.
Shania too.
Oh, yeah.
The camera's bad. Anyway, so Christina's interview.
Right.
Interviewed live by Andy and Anderson. And she shouted out Rosalía.
Do you have a favorite song or musical artist of 2019 right now? What's on your playlist? What are you listening to?
I had a lot of fun jamming out to Lizzo this year. You know, she came with so much great positive energy this year. Obviously, you know, Billie Eilish had a cool thing going on, but Rosalía takes it for me all the way. I love me some Rosalía this year. She came with something so interesting and unique, and she's just taken the world by storm. So I'm real intrigued and very happy to see a talent like that come into the play.
I was like, okay, the taste jumped out. Legend. Always ahead of her time.
Confirming the Spanish album is probably going to feature Rosalía.
I mean,
it better.
Maybe. So. Let's manifest
Let's
it.
Let's manifest.
And then, so she will not let Andy live down the fact that he went to Vegas for like 48 hours or whatever and went to see the Backstreet Boys instead of her show because they were the same night.
Yeah.
She will not let it die. She talked about it on Watch What Happens Live. She's like, oh, you could decide to go to see the Backstreet Boys instead. She did it again.
Oh, no.
And I was like, she's never going to let it die.
I heard they also brought up Britney.
I can't remember.
And that she just very graciously like said Britney and like kept it. I don't remember what it was.
It must have been so quick that I like literally didn't remember.
Yeah, yeah. I just. Yeah.
I was so shook by her calling out Rosalía that
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a great performance from the night. I really, really loved it.
I know. I want to go see the experience.
We're definitely going to go. Maybe February.
Yeah. I have to find out what my schedule is. But
all right. That's true.
You know, future self.
Yes.
Manifest. Also, speaking of, because I watched the CNN show.
Yeah.
Patti LaBelle. Did you see her segment?
I didn't. I was watching the whole thing like without audio, so I didn't see so much of it.
Right. I mean, it is a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of commercials. But they recorded live from, or like live streamed from Patti LaBelle's house. And she's like, oh, I'm having 200 people over. And
was she
blah,
doing
blah,
the
blah.
Pies?
Everything. She was like, all this food. So they're live streaming and Andy made a joke and was like, oh, well, do you want to tell everyone where you live since you're having such a big party? Like everyone can have your food, like your amazing food. And she turns to the camera and just flat out says her address like on live TV. She's like, oh, like you could see that she heard it. And she's like, well, I'm at like 2-2. And she literally said her full address.
Oh my God.
And I was in stitches. Then they go to the kitchen and she's showing everything that she cooked because she's an amazing cook.
Yeah.
And she couldn't find her brisket. So she goes, she's like looking around. She's like, where are my background singers? Where's my background brisket?
She said it. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Self-aware legend.
Screaming.
God.
Yeah. And then she called Andy Big Mouth. She's like, I'm not telling you Big Mouth. He like asked for a recipe or something.
You know what?
She's so iconic.
She really is.
Yeah.
Another one who just effortlessly, the
effortlessly
shade just comes
iconic.
Out. Yep. The Where My Background Singers is, that might be the, it rivals All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's definitely there as far as Christmas
now
classics.
Now that she embraces it.
Yes.
And she knows it, yeah. It's even better.
Yeah, absolutely. What an amazing pop culture moment.
Mm-hmm. Queen.
I'm glad that everybody can go see Patti now at her address.
Yeah, literally. What else happened? I feel like that's pretty much like,
yeah, and
nothing
everyone
scandalous happened.
No, it wasn't scandalous. No, I just loved it. Did you see Sherry O'Terry play Barbara Walters?
Yes.
I mean, I love Sherry O'Terry. I have a Google alert set for her. Fun fact.
What?
Cause I can't keep up with like what she's in or like, I would just want to know like what things she always pops up like cameos and things.
Oh, gotcha.
So I like want to know when she makes a cameo. She really did that. Obviously the real Barbara Walters, I think, is sick at home. So, or just not public life anymore.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
she like silently retired.
Yeah. 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 So that was the next best thing. I mean, there was like a change.org petition for how to have Barbara say this is 2020 when it dropped. So this was the next best thing. And Anderson could not keep it together the whole time. He was just dead, you know? And I think she made the best of it too. Cause when you have like a 5-minute long skit and you just have to like, she cold did it in front of live TV.
Going.
She kept going.
Uh-huh.
Just very, I love her so
much. And it
much.
Is on YouTube.
That's
that
true.
That clip is on YouTube.
Yes.
If you would like to go watch it.
Definitely go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would say otherwise that's probably all the highlights that I remember.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Survived.
Any engagements or weddings or things? Oh, Kathy Griffin got married exactly on New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing that people do.
They do. There was a lot of that. There were engagements and weddings. So give it up for them.
And then I was like, married? I logged in on the first and I was like, you know what? I'm coming with a big announcement too.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not engaged, but.
You are employed.
Yeah. I was like, since this is a big day for everyone to announce their engagements. Hi. How are you?
Oh, Jeffrey's house tour.
Oh, that's right. We did watch that this week.
We did. People tagged us in Trisha's picture too with John Hill. They were like,
oh, right. YouTube drama alert.
YouTube drama alert. 24/7 YouTube drama alert. Trisha Paytas stirring the pot.
At it again.
At it again. Locking lips. Was she locking lips or just cuddled up with
him? Yeah, they made out in their Instagram stories.
Iconic.
With Jaclyn Hill's ex-husband.
Hasn't she had enough? Hairy lipsticks and now this. Trisha Paytas with her ex. What a year.
Wow.
Trisha said, fuck Jaclyn Cosmetics.
Literally. I'll show you a highlighter palette, bitch.
God.
People are bored. I just don't know. Let's talk about the husband.
Talk about the husband. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then also Jeffree Star did a house tour.
It is quite, it's just insane. It keeps going.
Anxiety inducing.
It honestly is.
I'm like, how are you going to pay for all the air conditioning? There's so many windows.
Yeah.
And the more windows, the means more people can break in.
It's very Citizen Kane. It was like, there was a parking garage. There was...
That's open to the street.
Yes.
There's no fence. There's no gate.
I mean, he went on about security the whole time.
They just walked in the front door. It wasn't locked.
I mean,
I don't like houses.
I don't like houses.
Like, you already know, I think my apartment now is too big.
Right.
Because I'm just like, I can't see every corner of the wall at all times. And I have blackout shades.
Yep. Not sponsored.
Yeah, not sponsored. yeah, I just, you know, but the pool was nice.
The pool's nice. I mean, there's
Jeffrey's
a full,
house, not my house. I don't right. have one.
No, there's a full gym. There's a full relaxation meditation room.
Who would use that?
The wine cellar, which he doesn't drink wine, of course. So just to have it, the pinball room, just so much.
So if you were rich
mm-hmm.
and you could have a room dedicated to something that is so obnoxious that you never need, that you're never going to use, and that is expensive and useless, what would it be?
Oh,
no budget, whatever, just pretend that you have...
Oh, I've always fantasized about having... I mean, I have thousands of vinyl and stuff to have, like, properly, like, all hung up across the walls, like, really nice looking, and, like, record players, and just it would be, like, a music experience room.
Hmm.
That would be really cool. I mean, that's... I don't even think that's that far off of a dream, just to have one room dedicated to your collection. That would be very cool, I think.
Yeah. So you're like, and here is my room where I go to listen to Britney Jean.
Exactly. It's just like a giant Pepsi cutout.
Yes.
That would be mine, probably. What about you? Have you thought this out yet? Oh, you don't like houses, so I imagine a room would not appeal to you.
I mean, I want a podcasting room.
Oh, so it would be like
a soundproof box.
Yeah.
But that's like, I mean, that's
it'd be very minimal.
Right. I'm trying to think of something like elaborate that I would build.
An EDM room.
Yeah.
Just cascade in a room with you.
I know, right? Like, oh, my own Vegas.
Your own ultra.
Dance club that doesn't have straight people.
Right.
No, I don't know what I would build.
Yeah, it was definitely... excessive, but you know what? People do what they do with their money. And it's only part one because part two is going to be whatever he does with the vault. If you don't know, Jeffree Star famously has a pink vault in his old house and it had every Birkin in the world and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's apparently like going to be dwarfed by whatever this is he's going to show off.
I can't
imagine. They're like airlifting it out and like making it bigger or something.
Right.
It's crazy.
So weird.
Get into cosmetics, everyone. Just... You know, we're angling for that Jeffrey collab for a palette of our own.
I would spend all my money on a good porch.
Ooh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like an outdoor porch.
Yeah.
With a pool and a nice like outdoor light.
Just like, yeah.
That's it. That's all you need.
That is all you need.
That's all y'all need.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't need anything in that house that he has. That was incredibly over the top. I'm just thinking, like, who's going to the pinball room? Or there's a full theater. It's a real theater. That looked gorgeous, though. I was like,
as someone who hates going to theaters, I wouldn't hate that.
That, yeah. I mean, and I think he had, like, Jeffrey customized, like, seats and everything. Like, it looked so nice, actually. That would be nice.
Well, give it up for him.
Give it up for him.
Maybe we'll get invited to the homewarming.
We better be.
Is that what it's called? Homewarming?
A house.
No, housewarming. It's homecoming.
Homecoming.
Homecoming, housewarming.
Homecoming is what Beyonce did at Coachella.
Yes.
And the housewarming is what we're going to do when we bring a candle to Jeffrey's.
Right.
I was also thinking, like, I was thinking of that. I was watching this. I was like, okay, so when he has friends over, what are they bringing for the housewarming gift?
Right. Like, what do you buy a rich person?
Right. I think they just like spending time with people. I bet they
don't. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Time is valuable.
Exactly.
Time is money.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The money palette coming soon.
Oh, God. Well, before we end this week, because there really wasn't a lot going on this week. Sorry.
No, we're in that weird space of the 25th to 31st where nothing happens.
Yeah. And don't know what day it is.
Nope.
I did take some time in this little, you know, downtime that I had, and I watched the Avicii tribute concert that happened about a month ago, and it is on YouTube. So I am a big Avicii stan and had to stop listening to his music for the longest time because it's so upsetting to me. If you were an Avicii stan, you probably feel the same way. Brad knows. Do you remember that time we were at Therapy Bar and they started playing Levels? And I was like, they need to turn this off in like the next 30 seconds or I'm going to like have a meltdown.
I do remember.
Kygo did a tribute. I lost it. I was like spinning, twirling, sobbing. But the tribute concert happened and I watched it. And if you are a fan, highly recommend. It is very good. And the finale, which they do Levels, is phenomenal. And they do this whole orchestra version. Did you watch it?
I didn't. No,
it's really good.
Yeah.
You'll probably sob.
I want to see it.
You'll sob.
Yeah. It's probably gorgeous.
Yeah. And it's full band, full orchestra, strings, really good. Highly recommend, you know, for all my Legends EDM only fans.
Yeah.
If there are any.
I'm sure there are. Of course there are. That actually reminded me of, I also did a backtrack that week. Kylie Minogue, legend, did the Kylie show. She did a Kylie surprise show over Christmas, and it was on Christmas Day, and I didn't see it at that time, so I had some downtime this week, so I watched that. It was very, very sweet. It was more, there were performances, but it was more she surprised a group of diehard fans, and it was like she invited some up to the stage. They told stories. Some were very emotional. She met a group of people who were all named Kylie because of her, who were like 20-year-olds.
Wow.
Like all the moms who watched her in Neighbours, where she started in Australia, the soap opera.
Oh my God, legends.
Right. Like she met all the Kylies. They probably should have been like, and Kylie Jenner, you're welcome. Like,
right.
And
I love that there's like moms out there who are stans.
They literally like,
we're naming you Kylie.
This is my Kylie because of you. It was very surreal. I'm sure she was like, oh my God. But it's yeah. And they said that the name spiked that year like crazy.
Wow. Now I'm not a fan of Bobies.
Right.
But that's iconic.
Yeah. And they're like 20 somethings now. So that was just wild. But it was a really pleasant show. I mean, God, I love a Kylie moment. So she was just very sweet with her fans. She's very giving. And then I had time to watch her Glastonbury performance as well, which it was the highest viewed Glastonbury. Glastonbury is like the equivalent of playing, God, I don't know what it'd be here, but it's fucking massive. It's a huge festival over there. And it's like, she did the Legends slot last year.
Oh.
Difficult to get. Diana Ross is doing it this year. And it was the highest streamed of all time. It was just like thousands of people. And it's just a very joyous, wonderful performance. And very excitingly, she said that she's already going to get back into work on new music. And she's thinking, I believe the words were adult disco.
I'm into it.
And I'm very ready for this. So we're happy that she had her little Joanne moment too with Golden.
Oh, yeah.
But we're ready. She said that she's ready to get back on the dance floor. I think she literally said that. So,
same.
I mean, same. It feels like something's happening here. It feels like the girls are
There's
like
a movement.
And then, I know you don't know her, but Sophie Ellis Bextor said she's going back to electro. She had a whole, like, she's Murder on the Dance Floor. She went, like, folksy. She said she's going electro. And who else? Hayley Williams said she's doing, from Paramore, is doing a solo album. We're hoping that's like a pop record, maybe. I mean, something's in the water. I feel like the girls are like electric.
Again. They're ready for it.
Yeah. I'm
speaking
hopeful.
Of dance floors, mm-hmm. I was on the dance floor the other night.
Which dance floor?
A bar nearby.
Okay.
A gay one.
Was it vodka soda?
No.
Okay.
And you're not going to like this, the first part.
Oh.
They played Kylie, Get Out of My Way.
Yeah.
And I was living. No one knew it.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is sad.
This is sacrilegious.
I'm like, do I need to leave? Mm-hmm. Because am I too old?
The girls
don't know this. Mm-hmm. But then they played Dua, Don't Start Now.
Yeah.
And the entire bar lost their shit.
Wow.
And I was like, oh. Okay.
It's like doing something. It's consistently
kind of shocked.
Yeah.
Like I haven't been at, I mean, we've had experiences at bars with certain legends start playing and the whole crowd goes dead.
Right.
We don't need to share that here in this moment, but it was very nice to see Dua get this, like the whole audience screamed.
That's
when
exciting.
It kicked off the first beat.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That's really a good mm-hmm. sign.
I was excited. I
hope the girls want to dance this year because I'm done with the down tempo.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be the basic guy who's like, I want to dance.
Know what I did like, though? Speaking of down tempo, the whole trend, when it hit EDM.
Yeah.
Because like EDM was mainstream and then EDM kind of went down tempo a little bit last year. Mm-hmm. I was kind of into it.
I mean,
but like now I want to have fun.
Yeah.
I like to have fun.
I mean, 2019, I feel like everyone was going through it.
Well, it's continuing.
Yeah, exactly.
But like I would like to escape.
Part two. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like getting worse, but like.
Right. Well, sometimes I feel like that means that they really have to, the sparkliest music comes out of that time sometimes.
Yeah.
So whatever you're doing, Gaga, just whip it out. Better be pop though. Cause if there's a twang, you could just put that hat back.
Hang it up.
We're tired of it.
Yeah. I mean, I just need some good dance music.
Yes.
Just a moment in time.
A moment that is mine.
Yeah.
While we're in between crises.
And massive life changes and.
Oh yes. All of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Oh, yeah. And then the update about Lana, she's pushing her album back a month, her spoken word album.
I was like, what do you mean? What didn't just come out?
Yeah, exactly. Her spoken moment is coming out in a month. She's been going through it too because she had to do, like, her family heirlooms were stolen. So she's like, not really focused, I think.
Is there any update on that?
I don't think so. But she did get to, I saw she spent New Year's in the sea. With fireworks above her, so that looked cool. But
God, why are people such trash?
They really are.
Like, can you stop stealing things from people? Like, I got my shit hacked this year. Lana got her stuff stolen. Hacking
True.
Into Mariah.
True.
Let people fucking live.
Let them live. But at least, you know, she's got a hot cop boyfriend now. And so, except he should be investigating this.
Yeah.
Where is he on this case?
You guys in a crisis? I'm on my way. What's her name? I forget. That meme.
Yeah.
She's like...
The nanny.
You guys are in a crisis.
You guys are in a crisis. I'm on my way.
Her.
The British nanny.
Speaking of
crises.
We got... Was it a group DM or something? Someone was like, I love all your references.
Oh, yeah.
That mm-hmm. I can now get to use.
Yep.
It is my personal joy that I finally have an outlet to share all of the stupid shit... That we say and quote all the time.
On our brain all the time.
And share it with all of you.
That is honestly
mm-hmm.
a pleasure and a privilege.
Yep. Because there's so many weird ones that you could not explain anywhere else.
Nope. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honor.
Wow. It's very Jerry Springer soundboard tease.
Yes.
Inspired by that.
Exactly.
But like different. I'm not going to put like fucking cow noises like they used to do on Jerry Springer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And like the wrestling, like the bell, like the yeah. boxing. So it was like all these really like bad soundboard effects.
Yeah. I mean, talk about like canceling and not being okay for the times. Like,
oh no,
Jerry Springer
totally over.
But at the same time, like if you watch those Club Kids ones where they're like basically just like exploiting these, like all the gay people and they're like
the scenesters
and stuff. I think RuPaul was on a few of them. Maybe.
I don't know.
Like all the way back. It's really fascinating to watch. And like the crowd's just like, how are you going to dress like that?
Right. But don't you think some of it was like exaggerated?
Totally.
Right.
I mean, if anything, it helped the cause because it was like making the audience look bad. being so,
oh my
so,
God,
like,
I would love to do that once.
Oh, be like on a Jerry Springer show?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, I would, I mean, obviously it would be fake.
Yeah, of course.
But like people who don't know who I am, because like I'm literally irrelevant, it would be entertaining to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I saw on, I was on, I think it was Hinge. I was flipping through and somebody's like, one thing that's interesting about me, he was paid to throw things at somebody on Maury.
Yeah, it's like all fake. It's yeah. literally like WWF.
It is.
Or WWE now. Sorry, WWF's right. the Wildlife Fund. Support them right now, by the way.
Support them.
Serious note.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're totally right. That.
And Tana was on it. Tana Mojo was on it with what's his name?
Yeah,
and they were like totally faking it. I'm like, I would love to do that for like, what? I don't know what my skit could be.
Speaking of YouTube update, unfortunately, like play the condolence music right here. Tana and Jake Paul have announced that they are separating after 5 months of marriage. We thought this was true love.
No one cares. anything for views.
Anything for views.
Should we just start doing that in 2020? Anything for views?
Honestly.
No.
Well, it's working out for them.
Right? That is true.
They keep their names in your feeds, so...
Yeah, we're still talking about it.
Exactly.
Well, new year, no clickbait new for us. Oh, sorry.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is a place for legends, okay?
Exactly.
All right. Well, I think that's all. This is a shorter episode this yeah. week. But this, you know what?
The calm before the storm, if you will.
Oh, and Henny, you've got a big storm coming. You could throw that reference in here right now.
Certainly can.
Honey, you've got a big storm coming.
Yeah. Well, that is all for this week. And, yeah.
We're going to kick off a new week, a new work, a new job.
Yeah, you know, we'll let you know what happens
we
next
sure will.
Week, won't we?
Because we had a great birthday and Brittany didn't do anything this weekend.
Yeah.
That was upsetting and we're going to just
And I'm
enjoy
like
it.
Low-key, like probably going off the grid a little bit on my personals.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, just for like the first week, it's like...
All profile photos changed to black.
Oh, right. Should I do something dramatic?
You should.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
God.
No, I'm like literally going into my new job blind. Like, I know nothing. I don't know the schedule. I don't know anything. I'm like, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. I was DMing with Janice Huff yesterday.
Oh, Queen. Yes. You were talking about that.
I could end on that story.
You
That's
should.
A fun story.
Meteorologist legend.
Icon. So if you follow me on Instagram, t.kyle, follow me. I post the video of Hilary Duff dancing to With Love from 2007 all the time, but I put music over it all the time. And the woman who's dancing, like the camera pans to, is Janice Huff, who is an NBC weather woman, meteorologist, icon, legend. And I posted it and she followed me and then started DMing me. And she was like, oh my God, that's from my days back in like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, the internet is obsessed with this. Like, they love it because it's Hilary Duff and it's the dance routine. And she was like, oh, I see you're starting at Fallon. And we were, like, talking. And she invited me to come see her studio. I was like, oh, my God, I'm shaking. Legends.
God.
Literally, legends only.
It's true. It's all good signs from above, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Maybe I'll become a weather man next.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking. Like, you can just have your own every hour on the hour show.
I'm basically the gay Conan O'Brien. I can just like
no
my hair
let the rain fall
more.
Down everyone it's coming clean in Cincinnati.
Okay, don't think that I haven't thought
oh
about the concept of a super gay weather man.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a blend of Paris when she did it.
Oh,
and all the references we make
manifest it.
We'll definitely
I'm gonna have my
that.
Own skit on late night legendary weather. And that is Earth. There's so many things I could do.
There's so many.
Oh, and because I'm in front of a green screen, it could just literally like the animations that I could do with like the water.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, hurricane watch, ladies. And then it's just me turning. And then I'm like driving in a car, dancing to Stronger.
Exactly.
So awful. Oh, on that note, let's.
Yeah, we can.
I don't want to get canceled or give away my free ideas.
All your free ideas that will come to life this year.
Mm-hmm.
When you alternate between tonight's show and being a weatherman,
you know,
crazier things
so.
Have happened. Well, we hope everybody has a wonderful start to their work week, probably for most people today.
Yeah.
I think like, yeah.
Back in the groove. On the grind.
Yeah. New year, new you,
back
everyone.
On the grind, bring another. Okay, we need to stop. I can literally make anything a reference.
Very happy birthday to Miss Juicy. We share the same birthday.
Wait, what?
Sunday, January 5th. Miss Juicy, Bradley Cooper, Marilyn Manson, me.
Okay, this is a place for legends.
This is a place for legends only. All of us will form a super group and perform at one point of the year.
Did you see her cover of Tom Steiner?
It's so fucking good, yes.
Miss Juicy did a cover of Tom Steiner. I'm sorry, you know I love Britney, but like, outsold.
It is always nice to see you, said the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella.
I need to manifest a joint performance with Miss Juicy. And when we're done.
I mean, I have my Miss Juicy bobblehead on my desk. That is in a place for legends.
Legs.
Yeah, when we're done.
Ugh. I'm ready for it. Anyway, happy birthday to all the legends born on Sunday, January 5th. And happy new year to everyone. And we will see you soon.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We'll see how this week goes. But yes, thank you for, there's a bonus episode too on Patreon.
Yeah, go listen
to that. So, we're still cranking out the content for the girls.
Yes, we are.
And we're working, working bitch. And we'll see you next week. Probably same time. Who knows if it changes. You guys are flexible. We love you. You'll understand.
You'll understand.
Someday. Next week, you'll understand. right.
See it all in my Jimmy.
Oh my God, no. Oh, do you remember when they did the skit with Britney?
Yes, and hopefully maybe we'll manifest that maybe she wants to come on again and say hi.
Oh my God. I have like a wish list of like, I will faint if this happens. That's I tell myself, if I could stand in a room with Mariah Carey and not faint,
you can do it with Britney.
I can do anything.
Until that day.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening, and we will... see you next week.
See you next week. Oh. See you soon.
Hopefully.
Bye.
Whatever. They can listen on Patreon.
Yep. That's
two bonus episodes available now. Patreon.com/legendsonly. A deep dive of emotion and a listening party of Santa Claus Lane by Hilary Duff. Just tack that on the ends.
Yep. Yep.
I like when people talk at the end of songs. I think it's kind of rad. Okay. Let's go get food.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.